BBC Radio 2.
Now, 50 years ago, Gary Brooker formed a group who would almost immediately record the single that would go on to become their signature song. Now in 2017, A Whiter Shade of Pale is one of the best-loved and most successful songs of all time. And Gary continues to lead Procol Harum, who are about to release their first new album in 14 years. And in a moment, I'll play you a couple of tracks from the album. But first, we're going to talk to Gary Brooker. Hey. Welcome back to our little show, Gary. How are you?
Absolutely fine, thank you.
Good to see you. And, well, so it's 50 years that you've been going, and the band has changed personnel, but there's always you out front, being the voice and what have you. When did you tour last, first of all?
We've toured continually. What we haven't done is got ourselves into a studio. I didn't realise it was 14 years. I mean, that's incredible.
It is.
But we have been playing live.
It's very, very difficult for bands these days to become legendary and have songs like you've got.
It's always a mystery why that is. I think we started at the end of the 60s. It was a time where you invented music and the doors were wide open as well. You could actually do anything you liked. I mean, White Shade of Pale, for example, was very different for the time.
Yeah.
It didn't fit into any pigeonholes. And it still doesn't today.
I think it was the first kind of prog rock record, in a sense. You hate that term, do you? Because it was ahead of its time,
it
wasn't
it? Was a pop record, though.
At the same time, yeah.
Listen, we're arguing about it here. Help us out, Gary.
Can I get a word in?
Yeah, sorry. You can. Go ahead.
I think prog rock, you know, was just invented about 30 years ago or something, which is still eons of time, granted. But it certainly wasn't a progressive was a bit too long in syllables to even say at the end of the 60s or 70s.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the album and the tour. The album, Procol Harum, Novum, it's called. I'm going to play, as we go in a second, I think I'll play the single, which I believe is Sunday Morning, yeah?
That's correct.
Lovely little story in that. It's a great song, actually. Last Chance Motel's quite good.
Oh, a story.
It's
one of those lucky things is that we like all of this album.
So we can play any track you like.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've got some tour dates here. Saturday, 6th of May, 2017. That's this year, everyone. Edinburgh. Monday, 8th of May, Manchester, UK. Wednesday, 10th of May, Liverpool. Thursday, 11th in Birmingham. Saturday, 13th, London. And Sunday in Nottingham. That's Sunday, 14th of May. And Tuesday, 16th of May, 2017 in Bristol. And then you're off, I think, to Estonia and Italy and Netherlands and Germany. I mean, that's the thing. You say that you've been touring constantly and you've been working constantly. That's a great thing to be doing that. And it's been a great career so far for you, hasn't it, really? It's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's fun. We've always, well, since we first started 50 years ago, we've always enjoyed going to out-of-the-way places.
Yeah.
You know, if we heard that they'd never had a rock group there before in Iceland or something, which that was a fact at one point,
yeah,
then we made sure we got there, you know. Poland would not allow groups to play there when it was a communist country. We made sure we got there.
Yeah.
2 weeks we were, minus 35 in a horrible bus with no food.
And how do you enjoy that bit of touring? Is that kind of a bit much or not?
Well, it's the thing you try and make as comfortable as you possibly can.
Yeah.
We've found out over the years ways of doing things to make it easier. Your rider's very important in your dressing room. Your hotel's important, that it doesn't close the bar one in the morning, you know.
What do you have then, Gary, on your rider that you can tell us about that's completely and utterly outrageous? I mean, do you have, like, just Blue Smarties only?
A couple of bottles of claret.
Oh, really? Oh, that's excellent.
A couple of bottles of white wine. This is not just me.
This is the band.
And some soft drinks, waters.
I love it. For after, yeah.
And crisps.
Crisps, that's great.
Any flavour?
You should specify.
Oh, he's lung himself. Yeah, of course, this is, you know, you try getting these in Iceland or Northern Turkey
or
Finland.
Or Poland.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, we're going to play a couple of tracks from the album. Thank you so much for coming in. Good to see you again. And good luck with the album. Here comes the single from the album and a track from the album, as previously mentioned. And a reminder of that tour kicks off Saturday, 6th of May in Edinburgh. Thank you very much. Gary Brooker, everybody. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
I leave work every Friday.
to play hard as I can. Can't help wanting more and more. The juggernaut all roll on, and pretty soon.
Got that wonderful sound, that wonderful voice. There's Procol Harum and Last Chance Motel. 9 to 5 now. 88 to